About, hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition
of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July the 13th, 2018. Yes, that's right. Friday the 13th, 2018. I don't believe in that superstitious stuff, but I'm not superstitious. I'm only a little stitious. So, only for the good stitious, too, not the bad stitious. So, we're not superstitious. Anyway, welcome in. Got a lot to do today. A lot to get into today. We can get into the World Cup finals. I have a thought about the World Cup and its popularity here in this country and in this market. I'll get that to you in today's show. You soccer fans won't like it, but I'll get that to you in today's show. We can discuss the idea, the pros and cons of the announcement yesterday that T.O. will not be part of the Hall of Fame inductee celebration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I saw that story yesterday. I have some thoughts on that. Found out yesterday that Auburn and North Carolina are going to play each other in the Chick-fil-A Classic opening the 2020 season. I like that matchup. We've seen it before. We'll see it again. That's pretty cool. Red Sox won their 10th in a row last night. Yankees won. Red Sox still 3.5 games up there. It'd be nice if they slowed down and won every once in a while. They're on a pace. I like doing this stuff now of this. I think this summer is amazing what you're seeing as far as pace goes for these American League teams especially. And the Red Sox are currently on a pace to win 113 games. Just amazing what they're doing. Yankees are having a great season, but only on pace to win 107. That's crazy, man, thinking about that. The Astros had a couple game losing streak, so they're falling back. Mariners falling back a little bit too. So, anyway, National League, I should say, the Phillies won. The Braves were off. Phillies a half game lead over Atlanta. This is the last weekend before the All-Star break. And the Braves tonight at home this weekend. A little series with the Diamondbacks. 3-game set with Arizona coming up before the next week's All-Star break. The Braves, you got to give them credit, man. They've hung in there a lot longer than people think. I think they're going to be in it to stay. A little bit about who they are. A lot will depend on what's going to happen in the trade deadline. But a little bit about who they are in that offensively, and they're going to score some runs. The Braves have a dynamic offense. Matter of fact, second best offense in the National League. Problem is, pitching I worry about a little bit. But the other side of it is that the Mets are just stinking awful, and they got a bunch of games with the Mets coming up. The Marlins are stinking awful. They got a bunch of games with the Marlins coming up. The Nationals hadn't been great so far. Nationals won game over 500. Now, the thought is that the Nationals will eventually turn it on at some point in time. Too much talent not to do that, I guess. But it's not like Philly is the murderer's row of all the 28 Yankees with all the Hall of Famers on it. So you got a bunch of games against those teams. Those are very winnable games. And in that National League right now, the Dodgers have kind of sleptwalked until lately, and they've played well lately. But still lead that division. Arizona's not terrible. Milwaukee's pretty good. Cubs are pretty good, I guess. So that National League is very winnable. I would expect the Braves now in the second half of the season to stay in the race. I'm not sure they're going to win it. I'm not sure they're going to the wild card, but I would expect them to stay in the race. I don't think this, and again, probably a year earlier than any Braves fans thought, maybe 2 years earlier than some Braves fans thought. But the combination of who they are, if they can get some trading help deadline, trading deadline help, and the combination of what the rest of the league looks like, especially that division, yeah, you're going to be right there in the middle of it. Couldn't compete in the American League East, couldn't compete in the American League Central, Bob, and the West. But over the National League, you can compete right now. So half game out, going to the last weekend before the All-Star break. We have the non-conference basketball schedule for Clemson. I'll tell you about that coming up in a second. With some pretty doggone interesting games, I feel like. We'll tell you who the Tigers are playing and what date they're playing them. ACC schedule not out yet. That amazes me that you get this close to a season and you don't have the schedule out yet. ACC dragging their feet on that a little. PGA Championship is going on up in, no, not PGA Championship, PGA Tour, I should say, is going on up in Illinois in the Quad Cities area, I think it is, or the Tri-Cities area up there. They're the John Deere Classic. And the only cool thing about the John Deere Classic, well, there's two cool things. One is the winner sometimes gets on the jet and flies overseas and goes straight to the British Open. The other is that the T markers are little John Deere tractors, which that's pretty cool. So we'll get into that, tell you a little bit about the some local guys. Not a great day for local players. Pretty good day. Steve Wheatcraft is the leader at 9 under par. It's not a great field. I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up. And I have a different idea for the show today. I'll reveal that at the end of this segment because I'll get those other things out of the way and then at the end of the segment. But now we'll bring on the producer here. At the end of week one, who's done an incredible job, getting some great compliments, by the way, on our text line. People liking to hear from John Hyde, who is Zach Orr lowers the bar every day. Let's be clear about that. It's not like he came in and had to replace, you know, Ramon or Ben or Kelly or anybody. So he lowers the bar for it. But on a very serious note, you guys done a great job. Mr. John Hyde, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Good, man. Good. You get into week one?
End of week one, yeah.
Hey, the day job, are you a weekend guy, too? You work some weekends?
I do some weekends here, but right. not at the day job.
I need to do it here. I don't know if you're doing double duty all the way through, so.
No.
That'd be crazy.
Get a little time off, a little time to relax and. Get ready for next week.
You got to recharge your batteries.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that from Dean Smith years ago, former North Carolina basketball coach, who would just step away from it for a month or two, back when you could do that more. And then he decided either he'd come back or not, like every August. But he said, you got to just recharge your batteries. I get it. At one point in time, I didn't understand that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How you doing? Everything good?
Oh, yeah.
Good?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
Life treating you good?
Oh, yeah.
What did I miss yesterday? What'd you do?
I went to work.
Yeah.
And came back here, did a little road rage for a little while. Nah, I had a bite to eat and went to bed.
It's a different running walk show than my show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was fortunate enough that Ramona was here doing all the legwork.
Nice.
I just got to sit in there and talk a little bit.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool stuff.
Ramona did all the tough stuff.
And then you were telling me before the show started,
mm-hmm.
Tried out a new restaurant here in town.
I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, they are a friend of the station, downtown. It's called It's Your Wiener, hot dog place downtown, and it was fantastic.
Nice. I'm a hot dog freak, man.
I am too.
Like, I think hot dogs are the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get all kinds of toppings.
Yeah. It was just, I've never seen so many toppings for a hot dog before.
I love it.
Stuff I'd never even remotely thought of putting on a hot dog, but it was good.
I love it. Absolutely love it, which is cool. So looking forward to getting over there and trying out everything. In the end, I think you have a little ketchup, a little mustard, some onions, some chili, some coleslaw.
You can get that there.
All right. That's what I'm going to try out. Might do that here very soon. Looking forward to getting over that way. I have an idea for today's show. We're going to try something. We'll do it most likely the next segment or two.
Okay.
And see how this goes. Let me mention something about the World Cup. And again, I've kind of bashed the World Cup a little bit. But It has been, to be very clear, it has been unbelievable play so far.
It has been.
It has exceeded the expectations of some.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, with no American team in it at all,
right?
I hadn't seen the ratings. Let me look at World Cup ratings, see how that's going. World Cup TV ratings, see how that's going. I hadn't looked at it. I would expect it would be good, not great, here in this country.
Right. I think the fact that we don't have a team in it has definitely hurt, but the fact that the quality of play and all the upsets and so many matches ending in penalty kicks, I think it's been good for... I've thoroughly enjoyed it anyways.
See...
Uh-oh.
If you...
Uh-oh.
If you looked at this... I just did a Google search. World Cup headlines. I mean, World Cup ratings, TV mm-hmm. ratings. All right. One right here. World Cup 2018. England versus Croatia shatters TV records.
Really?
But you look it up, and it is from an independent.co.uk.
Ah.
So.
Got to pay attention to where you're clicking.
A staggering 26.6 million people watched that game, but that's from the UK.
Well, their team is in the semifinals.
Right. The very next article below it
mm-hmm.
is from the LA Times.
Okay.
World Cup TV ratings in the US are down 42% without an American team.
Ooh, that's not good.
So, the next Chicago Tribune, just 2 days ago, U.S. TV World Cup ratings dropped 35% through the quarterfinals. 2018 okay. World Cup ratings down 44% from 2014.
Wow.
So, my theory is correct on this, in that you have to have an American team. Now, I mentioned this before, and soccer fans, don't kill me. I'm not talking about your sport at all. I'm just talking about it here. You have to have an American presence, at least through some of it. American players, American teams, American coaches, something for us to like it here. Can you imagine turning on, you know, it's like women's golf.
Mm-hmm.
That the top 20 players in the field are South Koreans. And it's just hard for us as Americans to watch. We had to have somebody here to pull for. When men's tennis was great, it was John McEnroe
mm-hmm.
and or Jimmy Connors.
Right.
Or McEnroe or Connors against Bjorn Borg. And you had to have a little American presence in there.
Right. You got to have a dog in the fight.
Right. I mentioned this many, many, many times before that my good friend Hook Brenner, one of the smartest people I've ever met, says, we don't pull for sports, we pull for teams. We don't like sports, we like teams. And I can't sit here and tell you that the American public is going to be nutso on Sunday's final because, well, we like the French team or we like the Croatian team. I know one guy, John Cicchetta, has a Croatia soccer T-shirt. That's it. Now, I'll ask you this, John. You're a soccer fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, and I'm not trying to be cruel about the soccer.
All right. No, I got that.
But how many of your friends know a single player on Croatia's side?
Like, know them personally?
No, can name them.
I might have been the wrong person to ask. I had several friends that played soccer and therefore followed it, so they know who a handful of them are. But not, like, the whole roster by any means. You know, there's a select couple of players, like Modric, who's, you know, plays for Real Madrid, and a couple of them, but nothing. I'm sure they can't sit there and, you know, give you the roster. And
how many can name, how many French, and they got the French sensation, the kid, the teenage kid,
Mbappe?
Yeah. How many can name the coaches of either one?
Probably not the coaches of either.
See, can you imagine, let's say you're top, my wife and I, we rank our friends. Let's say you're top 50 friends. How many of them could tell you more than two players on each side?
Oh, my top 50. Can we make it a top 20? I don't know if I got 50 friends. No, they...
top 25 friends.
Top 25 friends can name two people on each side. Probably more than half.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
Now that I'm doing an inventory, though, It's...
I think you'd be surprised.
Half a little under, but I'm like, as I'm sitting here thinking of the people whose names will not be mentioned, that they, you know, it's... I have more friends that are soccer fans than not.
Really?
Yeah.
And so how many you think can name the coaches?
Oh, I don't think many, if at all. Maybe the French coach, but not the Croatian coach.
I wonder...
I don't know who he is.
I wonder how many... there's a great bit on Wimbledon right now of this senior thing going on, and a guy gets hit in the back of the head, and he's acting like a soccer player falling down, flopping around. That's great. That's great. Fantastic stuff there. So I wonder how many of your friends, when they get together for a Super Bowl party,
mm-hmm.
how many can name more than two players on each side?
Most, if
how many,
not all.
How many can name the coaches for each side?
Most, if not all.
See?
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is. It is.
It's a tough deal. The flopping and all that kind of hurts a little bit, but the point is that you have to have an American presence here for us to like a country event. Now, if this was, it's like the Ryder Cup compared to, or the Davis Cup. The Davis Cup used to be big in tennis before I was a kid. But an individual deal in golf, if Rory McIlroy and Henrik Stenson were in the finals, it wouldn't draw what Tiger Woods, or in the final pairing, it wouldn't draw what Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson would, no. But it wouldn't drop 44% as a result of that.
Right.
But if it was a world championship, team championship, and in the end it was England versus South Africa, our ratings would be down.
Mm-hmm.
Individual stuff compared to team stuff. The American soccer crowd, the scene, the... You got to get it together. Force it down our throats if you want. Tell us how great it is, how we're missing everything if you want. But if you want us to watch it, you have to get your ducks in a row. You can't lose to the countries you're losing to. Mm-hmm. And you have to make it to the World Cup. Now, I think they're going to increase the World Cup. The numbers. We're so everybody's going to get in.
Have some playing games in Dayton, Ohio? Like the March Madness?
Yeah, there you go.
Playing some Tuesdays?
So just get it, you know, whatever. But quite frankly, it's not all of American soccer that's to blame for this country not being in love with soccer. It's not 100% their fault.
No. A lot of other good sports going on, too.
There is. And there's a lot of other things. People are busier now. I get all that. But they do need to take more than their fair share of the blame in that I'm a 50-year-old man. And when I was 6 years old, I was told about how my name is soccer's coming. Let me tell you something. Soccer's coming. And the metric system as well. But soccer's coming, man. Like, the soccer's going to take this country over. And so, boy, we've got all these youth soccer programs are coming. These club soccer programs are coming. And I go over to a Clemson game over there, and there's 1,000 people. I go to a Clemson football game, there's 80,000 people. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I go to a – there's as many people at a volleyball game. Whatever. It doesn't sell to most of the country to begin with, but if you really want it to sell, you have to have a great American player. You have to have a great American team at mm-hmm. some point in time.
Right.
Hockey, we did it. We've done it a couple times. Tennis, we've done it. Volleyball, we've done it. We've had some things. Heck, Diggins did it in cross-country skiing.
But he did do it with a heck of a call.
Yeah. But at some point in time, we got to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit here and tell me, look, like Clemson women's basketball struggled. The reason, and so nobody really cares about nobody goes anymore. If you want us to go, you got to give us a little reason to go.
Mm-hmm.
And American soccer, you have to find a way to do this. I'm going to continue on this in a second. Then I'll reveal what I want to do with the show today. Candy right. Foundation Specialist, get in touch with them. Cracked exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from homes, uneven or sloping floors, windows, doors that are jammed. You have issues out there. Steps, walkways, sidewalks, things can happen. Don't lose your biggest investment. Let Canty come by, fix things for you. Hey, Canty's looking right now for hiring. They're hiring people. They've got a brand new building here in the upstate. Things are going great for them here in the upstate. They'd love to talk to you. CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hiring guys and girls that want to work in this very interesting industry. Got a great 401k plan, a great great pay, great benefits. Get in touch with them if you're looking to maybe change careers. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll reveal kind of a different plan for the show. And I'll finish up on the soccer talk when you return right after this.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear. Featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You got to change your evil ways.
Baby. Welcome back. glad to have you with us. Got some numbers coming up in a Numbers Matters segment brought to you by our great friends at University Cottages and universitycottages.com. Here's the thing at Ingalls Crossing. Boy, you're looking for that unbelievable place to live. They've got it for you, waiting on you right now. Still a vacancy or two. Let these folks take care of you at University Cottages. Don't pay the outrageous rent. John, you've been around here for a while now. You know, there's a new, every time you blink, there's a brand new apartment building being built for students. And they're doing it for a reason because it's a big deal, man. You know, it's a lot of planning, a lot of stuff going on. But the other thing that whenever you watch it is every time you blink your eyes, the rents are going up at these places. And I couldn't believe when I heard what like charging for a couple of these places around town. Well, if you are on a budget, some of you aren't. You know, you got daddy's BMW and daddy's gold American Express, and you can pay for everything. Daddy's gonna pay for it. That's fine. If you're out there on a budget, but you don't want to give up and you don't want to live in a flea bag place, Ingalls Crossing is brand new. It's awesome. You're going to get a resort-style pool, dog park, fitness center, communal clubhouse, grilling area, coffee bar. You get a flat-screen TV in every living room, ceiling fans in every room. You get granite countertops and white cabinetry, brand new. So you don't get the cigarette burns and the old cat pee smell from the whoever else lived there. You're going to love this. It's Ingalls Crossing, University Cottages. The number that really matters right now, 784-3400, 784-3400. But, man, that rent's so much more affordable. You're going to love that. So, great friends at Ingalls Crossing, universitycottages.com. Let me finish up on a text first. Our friend Derek sends us this. He said, it may sound silly, but I think some Americans push back on soccer because it's called real football by the soccer purists. We feel we have to defend our true love of football against the true love of soccer. A little bit of it is that we push back because they push hard and we push back. And it's I hate to get too philosophical here. I relinquished the desire to be right about everything a few years ago. There's a point in time in my life where I wanted to be right. And then I noticed in our society to where we love to argue, but we're basically talking to ourselves because we're not changing people's mind. I told this before where, I mean, like if we were so good at arguing, then there'd be a way to change somebody's mind. We're not changing anybody's mind. We're just arguing. We're arguing for the sake of arguing. So I don't have the ability to, I don't have the desire to win arguments anymore. I'm not going to convince you. You're not going to convince me. I get it. Part of it, though, is, and let me guess, that was anonymous guy complaining about the show?
No comment.
Well, that's what he does every day.
Very nice guy.
But that's what he does every day. He doesn't come on the air. He just complains and doesn't come on every day. If you get asked a question, call the show, ask a question. If you want to know something, ask the question, anonymous. First of all, don't block your number. Let us know who you are, and then come on the air. We'll be glad to have you on the air. Just ask about Clemson's defensive backfield. We'll talk about it. But the biggest sport event in the world is on Sunday, and I'm talking about it. So if you don't like it, turn the station or call in and ask a question. We'd love to have you on. Anyway, it does it every day. Some people just can't make it happy. Anyway, but there's a push between the non-soccer fan and soccer fan. We push back and forth. We tell you how the non-soccer fan tells you how terrible it is. The soccer fan tells you how great it is. Mm-hmm. I get it. The problem is that we need to be better as Americans. And so American soccer needs to take some responsibility for it. If our food sucked here, and then we had to eat food from other countries or that, you know, whatever, we don't have any original stuff here, then we could complain to our chef saying, hey, man, we need to come up with something here that's a local thing we can take some pride in here. You go to Chicago, they love their pizza. You go to Philly, they love their Philly cheesesteaks. You go to New York, they love their cheesecake, maybe. Anyway, the point is, like, they did something about it. Soccer, do something about it. If you want us to like it in America, the point is this, then do something about it. Develop the best players. Who are the best 10 best players in the world? How many are Americans?
Zero.
Okay. Who are the 10 best teams in the world? America, how many? Is America in the top 10?
No, we are not.
12?
I don't know if we're cracking the top 25. We're maybe on the others receiving votes category.
See, that's hard. You go to Clemson women's basketball games?
I do not.
You have been. I mean, you love Clemson athletics.
Yes.
You don't go to women's basketball. By the way, we're straightening women's basketball program out.
No, absolutely.
The new coach is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And she's recruiting. That staff's recruiting like great. They're going to be great.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to working on the broadcast for them this upcoming season. Can't wait.
You go to Clemson men's soccer games?
Unfortunately, I have been standing across the street and watching them, but I've actually never been into the stadium.
Right. But you watch them. You know why? Because they're good.
Yeah.
And they give you a reason to go.
Yeah.
When the basketball program stunk, you didn't go. When it was good, you go. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see your team lose the whole time.
Right.
And in America, we're not used to being sucky at a sporting event.
No.
We dominate.
I'm used to Americans, like, you know, participating in the country in a sport, like the Team USA in basketball.
Right.
Or we beat everybody by 60.
Right. That's the American way. We don't want to suck.
Yep.
So the final point on this is this. It's never going to be the number one sport here. Now, I can't say never because you don't know what's going to happen in my lifetime. But, look, I'm 50 years old. You've been telling me how great it's going to be. And all these, you got all the academies. You got all the camps. You got whatever. You have to win. I remember this. I remember having a conversation with the Clemson's senior associate athletic director. We went to lunch one day, and he goes, "Man, we need to do this about promoting this sport and promoting this. You know, what do you think about this? What can we do about this, this, and this? You know, your listeners, you know, your people on your blog, you know, people around here, you got your speeches, whatever. What do we need to do about this?" And I said, "Man, it's simple. Just win. Just win. You can promote the heck out of it, but you got to win." Now, I'll tell you this. As bad as there is pushback in soccer in this country, among some folks, if the U.S. was in the finals on Sunday, what would the buzz be today?
It would be all over the place, and in a lot of places, church would probably be postponed till later in the day to make sure we could all sit around and watch it.
You have to win.
Absolutely.
Texture says that U.S. soccer is not as televised as other sports, which is on the league owners. Also, the World Cup happens every so often, so do coaches and players change as well? It's a tough question to ask if you know players from different countries as well. It's like asking about the MAC conference or the Sun Belt conference. Try naming some of those players and coaches. Love you, Mickey, Kennedy, and Simpson. Here's the problem with that, Kennedy. We say that U.S. soccer is not televised as much. If you can't get on TV right now, then you'd really do suck. There's a gazillion stations out there. There's a gazillion networks out there. And I can turn on it and I can watch cornhole now. I can watch poker now. I can watch darts now. I can watch every offspring that the Kardashian ever had have a TV show. I can watch Real Housewives of 37 Cities. I can watch a cooking network where they can teach you how to make corn tortillas filled with anything. I can watch old games. I can watch robot games. I can watch robots kill each other. I can watch anything on TV. If you're not on TV now, it's because you suck. I'm sorry. There's a gazillion. Springsteen say 57 channels, nothing's on. No, there's a gazillion channels on right now. The problem is, Kennedy, I'm not jumping you. I appreciate the kind words. The problem is that there's not the demand for it. Believe me, when it comes to programming, if there's a demand, there'll be a supply. Stone and Greenwood said MLS is on every weeknight now. Good. Ratings aren't good. No, we don't watch it. It's slow. We don't have to. Now, again, if America's great, that's it. At some point in time, America's got to win. That's all I'm saying. All I'm going to do. All right. John, I got 2 minutes here in this segment. I'm going to try something different today on the show.
All right.
I was sitting around, and when we come back, I'm going to give you Clemson's basketball schedule, non-conference basketball schedule. But I'm going to try something different. I was thinking about coming up with some football topics.
Okay.
And, you know, we've had those on the show this week. And you mentioned Clemson top, and it runs off the table, and that's great. I'm going to let, Rush Limbaugh has open line Friday. I'm going to let the listeners and the texters drive it today. We'll see how it goes for a segment or two. Got Josh Williams at 725. Have our Jinx Inc. Realty and Hunting and Fishing Board at 805. Let's drive it. You, whatever, I'm going to answer every single clean, non-vulgar text. Every phone call, every tweet. Let's try it for two segments, see how it goes.
All right.
Text number 986-1566, 864-986-1566. We'll do it like a rapid fire if we have to. I'll give you shortest answer I can to get to the next one. But if you've never texted the show, text in. We'll let you drive it. Whatever you want to talk about. It's that time of year where next week now we're going to talk football. Next week's going to be we're going to get what Dabo says, what Will Muschamp says, what all the players say. But for this one, let's do it. Let's see how it works out.
Looking forward to it.
All right. A phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. My friends over at Trail want to at least talk to you. Now, I will tell you this. Will's told me before that there's just certain things that came into it where they said, you know what, with what you want to do and how you want to do it, we know another company that would be better for you. They're not trying to sound condescending about it, but say, look, there's another company out there that can drive it, that can do it. So it's not that they want to do it. They just want to talk to you about it and see if they're the best fit for you and what you're doing. TRehel.com. The ones that specifically they do great with, if you're on a board because you got to report back, because the time is so important to you, because budget's so important to you. You know, they design to the budget. So they actually do it backwards, which is really cool. They've done it over $1 billion here in the upstate, which is really, really cool. The bottom line here is that the single source delivery method works. Instead of dealing with an architect and a contractor, you deal with one company. It means delays are gone. That means that they actually, one of the coolest parts about it is they shepherd you through the process. You don't really know a whole lot about it. They shepherd you through it, the entire process. And what waits on the end is a great building at a great price on time. I love that idea. Finally, a blueprint works. A business model works, but it only works as much as the people. It's our great friends at Trail, TRehel.com. I'm interested to see it, what the bus will look like through a straight, without any topics. I have no topics. Nothing I want to discuss the rest of the day. I'm going to give you Clemson's basketball schedule. No other topics. Open line Friday, basically. Wherever you want to go, let's do it. We'll take a short break with John Hyde and Mickey Plotter more right after this.
The countdown is on. 50 days till Clemson football.
Ryan will take the shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz. They jump it outside. Renfrow opening on the left sideline. Crossing the 30, the 20 stays on his feet inside the 15. And finally wrapped up by Henderson. Inside the 15-yard line.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Amazon Prime Day returns July 16th. It's an epic day and a half of our best deals. So whether you're looking for flat-screen TVs or footwear, headphones or kitchenware, beauty products or home furnishings, you'll find tons of amazing deals on brands like GoPro, Sony, Adidas, and more, all in one place. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day, starting July 16th through July 17th. Not a Prime member? Start your 30-day free trial today.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds weighted averages on major nationwide carriers 4G LTE network results.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way, from the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
Behold. The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
We have the best man in the world.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters, Roosters MGC Men's Grooming Center. Go by and see our great friends over at Roosters. Roosters can help you out with the men and haircuts. You're not going to get the ladies over there, the kids over there. Whatever. Just men go in and get your haircut like a man. Get the straight razor shave, clean neck, straight razor shave. Get a little head massage, a little neck massage, a little hot towel treatment on the face. You feel good about it. John, you said you've gone over. Probably looked really good.
I need all the help
see,
I can get.
Look over there and see what you got. You got decent hair, right?
Yeah.
Move the mic for a second. Let me see what you got over there. That's pretty basic.
Yeah.
You got a little low cropping in there.
Well, coming off the back end of a buzz cut.
Yeah. It's not bad, though. You're not receding too much.
No, Lord. Thank the good Lord, not yet.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm all right.
You're an interesting piece of clay over there. They can mold. They can help you out. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. Pelham Road over in Greenville. All right. Let me get to, again, we're going to try this for the next two segments. I don't have any topics to talk about. Open phone lines, open text lines, 986-1566, healthcare text line. I'm going to answer as many texts and tweets as we can. 986-1566. Downtown from Edgefield, South Carolina. You know, Edgefield has home with most governors.
Really?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Mickey, how is it Philpott is verified... Philpott's Twitter is verified, but yours isn't. Russians must be involved. You got to apply for that. And to be honest with you, I don't care enough about it.
You have to apply for that?
Huh. You have to apply to be verified.
Wow.
It's not the first person to ask me this.
Interesting.
I have 12,200 followers. Philpott's probably got about 25, doesn't he? I'm going to guess 25. Let's look at Roy Philpott. Good dude, man. Does a great job. But I think you have to... You get that little blue check.
Right.
16-2.
And he also doesn't have a tattoo.
He does not have a tattoo. He needs one. He says he's going to have one.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have one. To be honest with you, I think you get to apply for verification.
Okay.
once you get over 10,000 or something. I don't know. I don't care enough about it. Philpott, I would not have Twitter if not for Philpott.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about Twitter. And he kept talking about it. I was like, all right, I'll get in. I got in late, but you know what? I like it. I'll get into it.
Better late than never.
I'm interested in this open text line, just going after it because with nothing I have planned, because I don't know what people want to talk about. Yeah. It's good to do this every once in a while. Listen to the constituents.
You're man of the people.
That's right. I'm pressed to flesh. Only one time we're mass communicated. Matt from Clemson said, Mickey, what ACC coaches will be fired at the end of the 2018 season? That's interesting. This year going into it, I don't think there is... Bronco Mendenhall is still too early. He's just in year three. And he's doing a decent job. Narduzzi's just in year four at Pittsburgh. He's okay. If it fell apart at Georgia Tech, I can see Tech saying, you know what? We want to go in a different direction. Justin Fuente is safe at Virginia Tech. Cutcliffe won't be fired at Duke. There's a time in there where you could go, you know, you might want to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Fedora, you could see Fedora if it another 3-9 type deal. I just don't know if they care enough about it at North Carolina. Rick is safe. Dino Babers is safe. Dave Clawson is safe. Dave Doran, they just got him a new contract. He's safe. I can see Petrino, like, having some sort of off-the-field issue.
They're having tons of them.
Adazio's safe. Taggart's safe. Dabo's safe. I don't think you see a lot of turnover.
No. Hey, Larry Fedora and...
Taggart said, that's okay, Mickey. You bonafide. He's bonafide. That's one of the best. That's one of the best movies ever. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
Michael from Liberty said, Mickey, let's talk Georgia versus Clemson. How does the series go with Fields versus Lawrence? They're going to announce here very shortly Clemson and Georgia playing football against each other. I would find it fascinating. I think these are going to be two of the best four or five teams in the country. I would imagine home teams winning. It'd be tough to go on the road and beat either one of these teams. But Georgia's recruiting very, very well right now. And wouldn't surprise me at all if you saw Georgia win a national championship and be in it here for the next 4 or 5 years.
Not at all.
You don't believe that?
No, I agree. I don't think there's – it's very realistic that Georgia could win a title here in the next handful of years. They're killing it.
I would hope and think that Fields and Lawrence would play against each other at least a couple of times.
Would be nice.
Texas says, when is Tiger Time preseason magazine coming out? Mitch in Greenville, by the way. Appreciate you putting your name and where y'all from on here. Mm-hmm. It's already out. We have it here. And it's already out. So check your local newsstands to see that.
Nice photo of you in there.
JD and Piedmont said, well, yeah, if there is a such thing. JD and Piedmont says, how's Zach's trip going? By the way, John, you're doing a great job filling in. JD's a nice guy.
Thank you, JD.
I think JD and I go to the same church now, which is nice.
There you go.
I have not heard from Zach or Mr. Or 24, Tonto Jackleg. Have you heard from him?
The only thing I have heard is I sent him something while I was in here yesterday, and he sent back a picture of a beer. So he's doing well.
I guess he's doing well. We'll get the full rundown. Hope he's taking good notes. You know what's going to happen? He's going to come back to the show, and I go, hey, what'd you do on the vacation? He goes, a little of this, a little of that. And that's it. We won't get anything.
It was like the episode of Seinfeld, you know, went here, saw some stuff, yada, 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 took the flight home.
Yeah. Alan in Columbia writes in, where's the best barbecue in the state? You know what? I like the mustard base stuff, so that's a little Midlands and a little mustard base in there. Best barbecue in the state? My house on my Traeger.
Oh, there you go.
My wife is from Batesburg, so she talks about the Sheely's and the Heights stuff.
The Heights stuff?
Yeah, Heights, H-I-T-E, though.
Not
any can fuck that.
Thank you.
Smoking Pig does a good job here. There's about a bunch of good barbecue out there, though.
There is?
Yeah. I'd still say mine. Put mine against anybody's. If Clemson wasn't a school, who'd you be a fan of? University of Georgia. Everybody knows I'm a dog deep down in my heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like Georgia, but since there is a Clemson, if there wasn't a Clemson, it'd be Georgia, but since not, I can't stand Georgia. Blake in Liberty says, Kelly Bryant seems to be too careful with the football. He doesn't take enough risk. And I'm afraid with Justin Ross and T. Higgins, our downfield threats will be wasted season if Trevor Lawrence doesn't play. Although I do really like Kelly Bryant. Blake in Liberty, you're a genius.
I think that text pretty much summed up, was it Wednesday show?
All right.
right there.
That was it.
Yeah.
Doug in Liberty said, we're so bored and starved for sports right now. The ESPN had a segment with Tiger Woods on his golf twirl, and he's explaining how he does it.
Huh.
He also said, Mickey, you got the papers. That's all that matters. Tech said, your wife is right. Jackie Height's the best. I think they do that. I think there's a difference in the two. One of them is over wood, and one of them's over gas or something like mm-hmm. that. I'll put mine up against it. Jonathan and Seneca asked, Mickey, please explain why Cock fans think they're beating the Dogs this year. I say Dogs by 20, Jonathan and Seneca, because that's what fans do, Jonathan.
Yeah.
That you have to be optimistic. You have to think that my team's going to win. Nobody thinks their team's going to lose.
Yeah, if you thought your team was going to lose, then
right.
why even bother?
Right. But if you ask every Gamecock fan in the world straight up for a million, who would you take, Georgia, South Carolina? They take Georgia. Georgia's a 14.5-point favorite right now.
Outside of maybe former player Torrey Gurley was on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday and said he is guaranteeing a win in Columbia.
Well, he should, because Georgia's a better team.
No, he's guaranteeing a Gamecock win in Columbia.
Who said this?
I think it's Torrey Gurley.
Oh, Torrey. I thought you meant Todd Gurley.
No, Torrey Gurley.
Oh, Torrey Gurley. No. Yeah, of course, man. That's what he's going to say, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Michael from Liberty says, does Demetrius Roberts announce he's transferring from Cal to Georgia? Is he worth the drama? I think it's going to be Georgia. If you remember, he's a guy from Savannah that Notre Dame parked their big old RV out in front of their big old van thing out in front of him. Committed to a bunch of different schools. Ended up signing with Cal. It was a weird deal in there. Michael, you're right in asking about the drama part of it, because it appears to be a lot of drama. Is it worth it? He was a five-star coming out. He's got to be really talented. But what's he really done so far? And is it worth it? I don't know. I always worry about transfers. And they're transferring for a reason. There's some sort of malcontent. There's some sort of something. Now, maybe he just wants to get closer to home. But I'd be worried about the prima donna aspect of it, that the guy was just a little bit too much into himself. And all. I'd worry about it a little bit. And last year, 7 catches for 70 yards. I think he might have been hurt a little bit too. Nah. I don't know. If he's the high school five-star guy yet, is he the prima donna recruiting guy? No. I'm liking this.
This is interesting.
Scott Cannon said, Mickey, good morning. Best barbecue in the state. Hands down, Smoking Pig. I won't disagree with that.
Preach.
Believe me, they got a few of my Benjamins over there. They got both my Benjamins.
Speaking of your papers.
Huh. Joe and Easley, Gamecock for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. Gamecock for the rest of your life, or swim with the sharks? Swim with the sharks.
Get my swim trunks ready.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo. Scuba up out there. Brian D., who's the greatest country music singer? Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, old school. Here's an interesting one. Name, besides the quarterback position, what position are you most intrigued by this summer? What position are you most worried about? What position are you least worried about? Ray the Coke Man. Ray, very good text. Appreciate that. I am more defensive line, very encouraged, obviously. That's what I'm least concerned about, is defensive line. Most concerned about the position unit, maybe tight end, but you could scheme away from that a little bit. I feel good about the offensive line. I feel good about the running backs. I feel great about the wide receivers, great about the quarterbacks, great about the defensive line. I feel great about linebackers. I feel really great about the secondary. Maybe safeties a little bit more. There's a text in here. I got to find it. Here it is right here. This is says, Mickey, love the show. Your breakout player at every position group for Clemson. All right, I got 30 seconds to do it. Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. Breakout, I mean, ETN's going to break out again this year. T. Higgins has a breakout year at wide receiver. I think Brendan Galloway, if he's healthy, I think you can see him maybe break out a little bit at tight end. John Simpson has a breakout year on the offensive line. Albert Huggins, breakout year at defensive line. Isaiah Simmons, breakout year at linebacker. And in the secondary, Kayvon Wallace has a good year. How about that? Maybe one of the two freshmen, McMichael or Goodrich, might see those guys kind of have a breakout year. It's a good question. I'm enjoying this. A little rapid fire text questions. Looking forward to that. All right. We'll continue doing this for the next segment. Appreciate everybody getting this text in. Right now, John, we're looking at it. I'm just going to make sure I'm right. We're looking at this. We've got way too many texts on here. But you keep sending them. I'll try to get to all of them in the next segment. We'll do the best we can. A little open line Friday. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins and his award-winning team want you to call them, PrimeLendingSC.com. Start the conversation with them. This is one of the biggest banks in the country. It's a Plains Capital company. Prime Lending has local branches. Our local one here at PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark Hawkins, has set up these branches and these offices across the state, across the area. 230-9746. 230-9746. You can apply now. You can start talk to them now. Get started with them now. Ask your questions now. Just get to know them now. You got a rent, a payment calculator, refinance calculator, rent versus buy calculator. There's all kinds of ways to do this. They have all kinds of resources. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Hour number two right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCC.